Channeling is a little more complicated than a lot of modern media would lead you to believe. Magic can't be stored in anything, only as a conduit through which you can focus. No, I am not paying you for this internship to go out and find a stick to use as a magic wand. That is not... No, that is not how that works. Hang on. If you're using a rod or stick to channel your magic through, then that can be used as a practical use of material magic. Oh, yes, material. There's physical and metaphysical magic. Being able to alter the tangible world around you is obviously physical, whereas magic like mine is something that can't necessarily be seen. You can hear it. You can see the effects of it, but you can't actually see it. Yes, here. I am a telepath, so mental projection is my strength. I can read people's thoughts, see their memories if they happen to be triggered in conversation. And if the person happens to have an open enough mind, I can allocate my thoughts with theirs. Are you sure? Well, yes, obviously I'm not going to go digging through your head, but... Well, yes, I could show you if you like. Okay, as long as you're positive. No, you don't have to do anything, just give me a moment and... There. You can hear me, right? And I can hear you in here. There's no need for you to say anything out loud. Oh, no. I'm good at parsing through all the thought tracks. As long as you're focusing on me, we can have steady conversation just up here in our heads. It's... Well, yeah, it is pretty convenient for a library. Well, when we do happen to have people in, we can continue studying like this if you want. I know it gets frustrating having to stop and start all day depending on who comes in. Dear, of course we can. I don't mind at all. It's no strain on my magic to continue like this, so as long as you're comfortable. Wonderful. Well, speaking of which... I just got a new book in that I think you'll really like. It's more history than instructional, but I think you'll enjoy it. I just need to find it. First, I was sure I left it around the desk, but maybe I left it in the office? No, it's on the desk. It's in the office. I'll be right back.
Hello and good afternoon, Rose. You are not the librarian I was expecting. Hi. Nah, you're all good. Nice to meet you. I'm Abby. I've never seen you at the desk before. You just start? Oh, so you're green too. Green? You know, like, new on the job, just started. Green? Never mind. Forget I said all of that. Either way, welcome. I just moved in here a few weeks ago, too, so, it's nice to know I'm not on my own here. Yeah, I got that little apartment right above the diner. Yeah, on Telmanev. You been? Oh, seriously? You gotta come in. Miss Liza makes the best 2 a.m. honey milk tea. Mm-hmm. It runs 24 hours, so she doesn't really mind when I gotta do some late night recording. Yeah, I got a little podcast going. You might have heard of it. It's Abigail's Cryptid Tales. No? Okay, fair. But hey, you've heard of it now. Yeah, it's my little passion project. Hope to soon be a full-time job. I mean, yeah, you can find it where you find your usual podcasts. I also have a YouTube channel and maybe eventually Twitch. Who knows? Yeah, I do a bunch of stuff on there. Magic, folklore, legends. And hey, since you work in a library, I'm guessing you're into stories. Maybe you want to check it out. Oh dear, does somebody need something? Oh, it's just you. Rosie! And here I thought you were avoiding me.
I would if I'd known better.
Hello, Abigail. Back again already? Aw, don't get too excited. It's just a quick trip today.
Knowing you? Quick is a relative term.
Yeah.
Don't pay attention to her. She spends all of her time in here studying nonsense.
Oh, says the lady who made a lizard the library mascot.
Dragon. Excalibur is a dragon.
Well, technically speaking, he's a drake. He'd need wings to be classified as a dragon.
Ugh, he's a bearded dragon, an actual animal, you hyperfixated menace.
You say hyperfixated, I say dedicated to my craft. And speaking of which, I got those books that I borrowed. Your return slot was jammed again, so I figured I'd come inside. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you're sticking it on purpose just so I'll come in and say hi.
Well then, apparently you don't know better. The door always jams and it gets hot. It's summer. And it'll freeze shut in winter before you try and spin it that way.
Eh, worth a shot. I'll see you around.
I thought you'd never give up.
Shit, wait.
Spoke too soon.
But you just moved in, right? Still getting settled? Yeah, right. So, listen, there's this thing going on next week. It's a pet and park event at the old country club. They're gonna have food, some local art stuff, a bunch of animals up for adoption. Oh, I'm like 90% sure they're gonna have one of those puppy pens where you just chill with all the babies that are too little to be on their own. It's gonna be a lot of fun. You should come with. Yeah, we could check it out together. Yeah, sure, I mean it. And listen, if we get there and you just want to do your own thing, you can totally ignore me.
That was an option this whole time?
Oh, hush. I mean, unless you want to come along too. I got plenty of room in my truck.
As fun as that sounds, someone still needs to run this place.
All right. But hey, want us to bring you a kitten? Library cats are all the rage now.
Thank you, but I'm happy with my dragon.
Drake!
I didn't ask. Dear, you're free to go if you'd like. Of course. I got along for months before you arrived. One day without you won't hurt me.
So, what do you say, bud? Nice. Cool, I can pick you up and we'll head over together. Here, let me just give you my number.
Those are my post-it notes.
Yeah, I'll buy you a fresh one tomorrow. And here you go. Text me, I'll send you the details.
Oh, now you've done it. You've given her access.
Ah, man, okay, I gotta run or I'm gonna be late to tonight's stream, which is kinda bad because I am the host, but, I mean, hey, if you want, you can check it out tonight. It's, Abigail's Cryptid Tales, T-A-L-E-S. And if you can't make it tonight, then the whole thing's gonna be uploaded to YouTube by tomorrow morning. It's gonna be really cool. I had a bunch of my subscribers send me where they're from, what kind of folklore they grew up with, and tonight we're doing a bunch of folklore from, like, Hungarian culture.
It's me fantastic. Of what you've done,
would those you? Stories are fucking wild, and I... fuck. Okay. Well, I'll tell you about it next time I see you, or you can tune in tonight, and we can talk about it later, but, yeah. I'll see you later, bud. Bye, Rosie.
My name is not Rosie. It's Rose, and she's gone. I'd say congratulations on making a new friend, but... given that it's Abigail, I'm more inclined to offer my condolences. I didn't mean it to sound like that. She's fine. Just very consistently high energy. Honestly, that was the most subdued I've ever seen her. That's right. She's a non-wielder. She doesn't have any magic. You couldn't feel any magical signature on her because she has none. And yet, despite that, she's found herself completely obsessed with everything mystical. I suppose everyone has their hobbies, but she does come up with the oddest theories. Not bad, just extensive. Never ask her about vampires and garlic. You'll be here for hours. Trust me. But now that she's gone, we can get back to studying. Oh, where were we again? The book. What book? Oh, the book. Oh, damn it. I'll be right back.